Even doctors are surprised at how fast Ken Braderman's ALS, more commonly called Lou Gehrig's disease, is progressing.
I can't walk. I can't stand. I have no use of my right hand up to my elbow, and I'm losing my left. That scares the heck out of me.
Up until this year, Braderman had lived in his own apartment. Now at 64, he's a resident of Harris Hill Nursing Home in Concord. Confined to a wheelchair, a nurse helps with bathing and feeding.
It's hard and humiliating.
With health fading fast, Braderman is thinking about the end of his life.
My wish is what it's always been. I want to be stuffed in a hefty bag and left out for the garbage men. But they say you're not allowed to do that, so I'll have to make some other plans.
Braderman enjoys a little gallows humor, but he's taking his final days seriously. His ALS may progress to the point where he can't swallow or breathe on his own.
No feeding tubes, no breathing devices. I don't want anything. I want to die peacefully and be left alone. I've always felt that way.
Braderman's younger brother, David, a Concord lawyer, will carry out those wishes if he becomes unable to make his own medical decisions. David is what's known as his brother's durable power of attorney for healthcare, sometimes called the agent.
It's hard to listen to on the one hand, but it's also comforting to have a very clear sense of what Ken wants. I think the worst thing, sitting in my shoes, is to not be sure what the person wants, because then you're left guessing.
The brothers have gone over the variety of medical events Ken may face and what he wants in each case. The plans are captured in his advance directive, a legal document sometimes called a living will. Every state has a system for advance directives. New Hampshire has one set form, a few pages long, available online and elsewhere. There's no fee. It doesn't even have to be notarized as long as there are two witnesses. There is a slight hitch, though. In the first section of the form, you designate your agent, who you want to make decisions for you, and also what you want to do about medically administered nutrition and hydration, feeding tubes to keep you alive. Then in part two, you can request that heroic efforts not be used, that only comfort care be provided. And then it asks again about medically administered nutrition and hydration.
And oftentimes when you were doing this with somebody, they'd say, well, didn't we just talk about all that? And we would generally say, yes, but you know, you have to now separately answer this and fill this out.
Sean LaFrance is with the Foundation for Healthy Communities. He says by asking the question twice, it meant New Hampshire's form didn't line up with the forms in other states. So there were cases, not often but some, where people who had directed that they not be kept alive by feeding tubes when death was otherwise imminent were given just that treatment because their forms were from out of state. With the legislature's redraft of the advance directive statute, that problem's been fixed. And the new version still does make space for people to write in their wishes about nutrition and hydration. Senator Peggy Gilmore is the law's prime sponsor.
And so this was an attempt to make things simpler, make the form more clear, crisper, and yet not change any of the intent or any of the choice and the wishes.
The use of nutrition and hydration to keep people alive when no chance of recovery is possible has at times been a politically divisive issue. That was certainly the case for Terry Schiavo.
The essence of civilization is that the strong have a duty to protect the weak. Cases where there are serious doubts and questions, the presumption should be in the favor of life.
In 2005, a protracted legal case between Schiavo's husband and her parents ended. The husband, who had legal authority to make decisions, wanted to remove life support for Schiavo after a massive heart attack left her with severe brain damage. The parents, devout Catholics, unsuccessfully fought the removal of a feeding tube. The case garnered a wave of media coverage. New Hampshire's rewrite of the advance directive statute was far less controversial. Some Republicans voted against the bill in the House, but it faced little opposition in the Senate, and the Catholic diocese in Manchester was okay with the changes. Even with the altered form, Don Rabin still sees problems. He's the state's long-term care ombudsman, basically the complaint department for New Hampshire nursing homes. He says what's directed in the form doesn't always get carried out.
Younger folks sometimes to take it upon themselves to say, well, I know Dad wants this, but I think this would be better for him. Well, that's not their job.
To ensure these documents work, it's important for both parties to actually sit and talk about what is wanted before an emergency arises. But those conversations can be tough to have. And as a result, only about a quarter of all adults in New Hampshire have completed advance directives. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at some efforts around the state to up those numbers and make discussions of death a little easier. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.